Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lighting's ready. Cameras.
Clear.
Figurants.
Clear.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action.
I've been told by those who should know that the most exquisite African flesh in the state of Tennessee is bred right here on your land.
And from the look of these black angels, my sources weren't wrong.
They weren't just a damn whistling. Oh, I got my share of coal blacks and horse faces and gummy mouth bitches out there in the field, but the lion's share of my lady niggas is real show ponies.
Well, that's what I'm looking for. A show pony for young Django.
Huh.
So the only question that remains is...
Do you have a nigga here worth $5,000?
Dr. Schultz, $5,000 nigga is practically my middle name.
Good evening, guys. Thanks for turning on your radio tonight.
You're now listening to Info Express. This is Fino and Cynic, and we will ensure you a worthy night.
Let's start with an ongoing movie directed by Eric Darnell, Simon J. Smith, The Penguins of Madagascar. This adventure and comedy movie is produced by DreamWorks Animation as a derived one from the Madagascar series.
It tells the story of four penguins who form a super spy team. Super spy teams end born, they were hatched. Discover the secret of the greatest and most hilarious covert birds in the global espionage business. Skipper, Kowalski, Rico, and Private. This allies of the allied are joining force with the chic undercover organization, the North Wind, led by handsome and husky agent Classified. We could tell you his name, but then, you know. Together, they must stop the villainous Dr. Activist Brain from destroying the world as we know it.
What is really magnificently attractive of this movie is the dubbing battle information, providing the voices for the characters is a splendid cast that includes Tom McGrath, Chris Miller, Christopher Knight, and a big surprise, Benedict Cumberbatch. On knowing this news, there's sure to be a lot of crazy fans of Zhuan Fu to watch the movie. No doubt an actor like Benedict can pull off sounding posh while keeping his comedic timing in check.
The release date in China is November 14, 2014. Are you eager to see this on the big screen? Next, present your gossip of Jennifer Lawrence. It is reported that she has broken up with her 4-month dating boyfriend, probably because of the nude photo scandal.
You know what? Christopher Nolan and Anne Hathaway are rumored to be heading to China for a promotional tour of their new movie Interstellar. According to M-Time, they will be heading to China for the film's release on mainland. Interstellar gives viewers an amazingly accurate view of a black hole in space. Also starring Matthew McConaughey, the film is expected to be one of the biggest box office hits of the year. Globally, Interstellar is set to release on November the 7th and will hit Chinese cinema on November the 12th.
Let's listen to an on-the-spot interview at the premiere in Hollywood from Anne Hathaway.
Oh, it just made me think about my family, how much I love them, how glad I am, how lucky I feel that they're here and that they're a plane ride away and not, you know, a galaxy or two.
Matthew McConaughey.
I loved the script and I loved the experience, but I loved the movie more.
It breaks my heart to not be swept up with this one. I did not walk in with the expectation of a cinematic experience on par with Gravity or even Contact, but nor did I expect such an overall uninspiring experience, said by Scott Mendelson from Forbes.
Okay then, here we're going to have a look at the Asia Pacific Screen Awards 2014. Tang Wei has described her nomination for Best Actress for the Golden Era, so does Lu Zhong for Red Amnesia, and Liao Fan has Black Hole Thin Eyes.
The 8th annual will be held in Brisbane, Australia on December 11, 2014. Let's wait and see who will be the winner.
Alright then, I'm afraid that would be all for today's Info Express.
Stay tuned and keep listening to our great and even more interesting program.
I'm Cynic.
And I'm Fino.
Bye-bye, see you next week.
Tired of a long day's work, watch a movie, relax. what's fun in the dramatic world. Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hi there everyone, this is Vion with you. Welcome to our program Storyboard. I bet you guys are still immersed in Mr. Gustav and Zero's fabulous adventure. This week we'll talk about another legendary story, Django Unchained. So now let us cut the cacao and focus our attention straight to the movie. Django Unchained, as the name told us, this is a story about how a man was set free. But according to the storyline, Django was set free at the beginning of the movie. So in this movie, the word freedom means not only physically, but also mentally. The significance of Dr. Schultz for Django, in addition to relieve him of his chains, more importantly, was to teach him how to be a free man. With the help of Dr. Kim Schultz, Django learned to unchain himself from a slave to a successful deputy bounty hunter. Django still succeeded in rescuing his life. After Dr. Schultz died, Django seemed to inherit his personality, talked randomly, killed a person relaxed and happily. But most importantly, he has already understood the true meaning of freedom. The movie is full of black humors together with blood and violence. But if you know the director of this movie, Quentin Tarantino, you'll understand that it is just his own way of directing. In 1994, his first movie, Pulp Fiction, was a big success. Since then, his aesthetic of violence appears throughout all his movies. From his movie Kill Bill to Inglourious Basterds, we can all see his bold shooting technique, humorous lines and unique ways of setting a story. The bloody scenes, sexual-related topics, and filthy language are Quentin's own signals. Many of us have been thinking, Dr. Schultz and Django, who is greater in the movie? Some may think the answer is Django, for he stands for the state of many slaves, fought for their rights and liberty. But in my view, Dr. Schultz, as a white man, he could be a good dentist, but he chose to die for his own belief of fighting against slavery. Quentin did not want to superficially express a lot about all human beings are born free and equal, this philosophy thought. In that way, the movie would be boring. On one hand, he chose a special period of time in the history to annihilate American dream, a dream about freedom, equality, and hard working to reach better living conditions. For many years, this dream encouraged not only Americans, but also people all around the world. On the other hand, he criticized people like Steven, the black householder who kept calling Django nigger. He was a slave himself, but still insulted other niggers to feel his own superiority. Quentin created this character to allude to this kind of people in modern society. How time flies, that's the end of today's storyboard. I hope my program can help you guys in understanding the whole movie. Also, 2 years has passed since the movie was first on. Django Unchained will forever remain its own charm. Our next program, Flashback, will bring you back to the 17th century and let your heart adventure with Dr. Schultz and Django. Bye!
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Everybody calm down. Long, long ago, there was a slave called Django in the old West Texas. And here the story begins.
Clip 1.
Hey, stop talking to him like that.
Like what?
Like that.
My good man, I'm simply trying to entertain.
Speak English, goddammit.
Everybody calm down. I'm simply a customer trying to conduct a transaction.
I don't care. No sale, not off with you.
Don't be ridiculous. Of course they're for sale.
Move it.
My good man, did you simply get carried away with your dramatic gesture, or you're just pointing your weapon at me with lethal intention?
Last chance, Fancy Pants.
Oh, very well.
Clip 2.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why you all come to my town and start trouble? There are all these nice people. You ain't got nothing better to do than come into Bill Shock's town and show your ass!
What you just do to our sheriff?
Now you can get the marshal.
Clip 3.
You sure that's him?
Yeah.
Positive?
I don't know.
You don't know if you're positive?
I don't know what positive mean.
It means you're sure.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I'm sure that's Alice Brito. I'm positive he's dead.
Clip 4.
Your boss looks a little green around the gills for a blood sport like naked fighting.
Nah, he just ain't used to seeing a man ripped apart by dog is all.
You are used to it.
I'm just a little more used to American than he is. Now, Musu Gandhi, whenever you're ready. We wrote 5 hours so you could show off your stuff. Let's get to it. Cause as of now, if he's an example, I ain't impressed.
Follow me.
Clip 5.
Hello, Steven, my boy.
Yeah. Hello, my ass. Who this neck up on the neck?
Steven, you have news for breakfast. What's the matter? Why you're so horny? You miss me, huh?
Oh, yes, sir. I miss you like a hog miss slop. Like a baby miss mama's titty. I miss you like I miss a rock in my shoe. Now I ask you, who this nigger on the neck?
Hey, Snowball. Wanna know my name or the name of my horse? You ask me.
Just who the hell you calling Snowball horse, boy? I'll snatch your black ass off that neck, Zirian, you mad off so fast. Make your head spin.
Steven. Let's keep it funny. Django here is a free man.
This nigger here?
That nigger there. Let me at least introduce the two of you.
Clip 6.
更难的那个单车.
Who?
Who? Don't know you, babe. You know who I'm talking about.
At the table? I don't know him.
You don't know him?
No.
No what?
No, sir.
You wouldn't let him in now, would you? Okay, yeah. If it's so.
还有在的 The loneliest work. Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hey guys, this is another new issue of Action English. We will bring you the most exciting expressions now. I'm James.
And I'm Chloe. Today we will learn some expressions from the movie Django Unchained. By the way, some of the expressions below may not be used often today. After all, our story happened in the mid-19th century.
来看今天的第一段原声。
If you were to see the little brothers again, you could recognize them.
Sold American!
Sold American! 这里的情节是说 ,Dr. King Shirts 找到了 Django, 并得知他可以认出 The Brito Brothers, 就决定从 The Speck Brothers 手上买下 Django。于是他大喊一声 Sold American! 这里 Sold American 如果照字面意思理解，意思就是被卖在了美洲，其实就可以引申为成交。例如我们可以这样表达
If you want to sell me your DVD players, you need to accept my offer. Do we have a deal? Sold American!
来看下一段原声。
Django, 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 you got sand, Django.Boys got sand.
You got sand, Django. 这里有一个很地道的短语 ,get sand.
他的意思是有胆子，也可以理解为你太够胆了。剧中 Django 说起自己和妻子一起逃跑的事情， Dr. King Schultz 连声夸他们够胆，因为在那个年代，逃跑的黑人奴隶如果被抓到了，将会面对严酷的惩罚。所以说 Django 夫妇这么做十分有胆量。如今我们可以用 get sand 这个词来在某个人做出了勇敢的事情之后夸他，比如说 He had the courage to plaster his face to the stained glass and to watch whether the stain would move. He really got sand.
来看下一段原声。
Well, come on over. We got us a fight going on that's a good bit of fun.
Won't you accompany
Quilt Scully now? 这里是说 Mr. Candy 问 Dr. King Schultz 为什么要加入黑人搏击奴隶的买卖活动中。 Dr. King Schultz 先是说他比较无聊，但是 Mr. Candy 显然不满意这个回答，所以他说 Quilt Scully now， 意思是让 Dr. King Schultz 不要再拖延时间，赶快说出他的真实目的。 Scull 的意思是拖延，那么 Quilt Scully now 的意思就是不要拖延，或者说少废话。知道了这个意思后，我们可以这样表达， Quilt Scully now snapped the officer. I'm going to let you cool your heels in jail until the chief gets back.
来看下一段原声。
Hey little troublemaker. You silver tongued devil, you.
You silver-tongued devil, you. 在这里描述的是 Django 和他的妻子 Broomhilda 在经历重重困难后第一次见面的场景。在 Broomhilda 身后，一扇门悄然打开，站着 Django 说 Hey, little troublemaker. 谁想 Broomhilda 因为太幸福而直接晕倒在地上。这时 Dr. King Schultz 就说了上面这句 You silver-tongued devil, you. 如果直译这句话是说你这个银色舌头的魔鬼，其实也就是说你这小子口才不错。基于此，我们可以这样表达， That salesman is such a silver-tongued devil that he persuaded me of buying such a useless thing.
来看下一段原声。
Now that should be your first, second, third, fourth, and fifth concern. Now after you have that, and you know you have that, then you can start to implement a grand design.
Now after you have that, and you know you have that,Then you can start to implement a grand design. 这里有一个非常好的表达， implement a grand design 意思是增加一些噱头。在这里 Mr. Candy 和 Dr. King Schultz 在谈论一个能打的奴隶应该具备什么样的素质。 Mr. Candy 说，在一个奴隶有了能打这个基本条件之后，才能按 Dr. King Schultz 所说增加一些观赏的噱头。这里 implement 是使生效的意思，implement a grand design 就是让一些好的设计生效，也就是增加一些噱头。所以我们可以这么说， Some say it is designed as a job hunting help program and others say they are just implementing a grand design.
来看下一句原声。
With my Mr. Toto and then my Mr. Toto your Mr. Mogi can hash out the final details between themselves.
And then my Mr. Toto and your Mr. Mogi can hash out the final details between themselves.在这里 Mr. Candy and Dr. King Schultz 达成了一笔大交易，但是 Dr. King Schultz 提出要让律师介入之后才交易，所以要等 Mr. Toto and Mr. Mogi 来商讨剩下的细节。 Hash out the final details 也就是把最后的细节都敲定。 Hash out 是指经过长时间讨论解决一个问题， Final details 也就是最后的细节。不难想，对于这笔大交易来说，不把细节商量好是欠妥的，所以 hash out the final details 表达出了生意人对生意的态度。来看另一个例句， Well, I have to hash out the final details of your application with my colleagues and will get back to you early next week.
来听最后一段原声。
One word of sass, they cut out your tongue. They good at it too, you won't bleed out.
One word of sass, they cut out your tongue. 在 Django 即将被送走时，Steven 威胁他说，如果他敢有一句顶嘴，他就会被割掉舌头。 Sus 的意思是无理的话， One word of sus 就可以翻译为你敢顶嘴一句。来看这样一句例句， One word of sus, you will suffer for your foolishness someday.
Okay, it's time to review our expressions.
Sold American, 成交。
Get sand, 有胆量。
Quit scowling, 别拖延。
You silver tongued devil, 你口才真好。
Implement a grand design, 增加一些噱头。
Hash out the final details, 把最后的细节都敲定。
One word of sauce, 你敢顶嘴一句。Today's Action English, we are all aboard. Hope our program has brought you some excellent expressions. And we will see you next time. I'm James.
And I'm Chloe. You will hear Close Up immediately. See you next time.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, fellas. This is Gabriella broadcasting.
And this is Phil. How are you guys doing? Have fun watching films?
I guess so, huh? Today we're here presenting Close Up, a professional and responsible program set up to dissect the great actors for you.
And it's also a semantic time for your fangirls to adore them officially.
Yes and no, since not all of our analytic targets are that attractive. If judged by conventional aesthetical standards, alright, who is our protagonist today?
It's Christopher Waltz, a flexible Australian actor. A perfect partner for Quentin Tarantino, an upcoming strength actor with two Oscar statuettes for Best Supporting Actor. Now, Gabriella, would you please give us a brief introduction of the roles he has played?
I'd love to. He's the Nazi officer in Inglourious Basterds, the changeable and ruthless boss of the circus in Wonderful Elephant, the comical gardener in The Three Musketeers, the despicable merchant in Carnage. And he once cooperated with Jay Chou in The Great Holland, a movie I'd rather not to mention at all.
Aha, get it. Sounds like he really has a preference for playing the villains, right?
Not really. His capability is far more than we imagined. Let's take our topic movie today, for example. He did make a breakthrough in the film, for which the Oscar panel posed a statue on him as acknowledgement.
So Django Unchained can be regarded as one of his representative works, right?
Absolutely. By precisely portraying Dr. King Shows in Django Unchained, a strange bounty hunter who is selflessly dedicated into saving Django's wife from the evil plantation owner, he broke away from the stereotyped positioning of playing arrogant bad guys Hollywood once set it on him, and once again proved how much potential is buried under his sharp, Teutonic face.
Yeah, born with prominent nose and angular jaw, it's not surprising that most people have an impression of seriousness and indifference on him. Thus, ignore the witty and gentle glimmer in his eyes. What a pity, it's such a humorous and quick-witted being that Saturday Night Live once invited him to host the program.
Oh really? I didn't know that. Him? Hosting Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, that's true. Here's a clip of his prologue. Let's take a look at how he introduced himself as well as demonstrated his great sense of humor.
Thanks. I've wanted to host for a long time, but they always said to me, why you? You don't have a sense of humor. You're a serious German actor. Well, first of all, I'm not German. I'm Austrian. And Austrians have a wonderful sense of humor. Germans, not so much.
Wow, he did astonish me.
Right? What's more, he has beautiful voice and sang a song with Saturday Night Live stuff. Here's the clip of his singing.
You see, this all seemed a little... So I told them, just let me sing a song. This is a song that we teach to all Austrian children, and it's called Lächeln Sie bitte unbedingt, wenn das Personal Sie dazu anweist, which translates roughly as smile, damn you, smile. So, maestro. Smile, damn you, smile. Know the whole world is a great world after all. Smile, damn you, smile. And right away, watch Lady Luck pay you a call. Things are never black as they are pink.
He's so cute.
And modest as well, one asks about his acting, he said. Producers don't hire me to make my own choices. They pay me to do what I'm supposed to do, learn my parts well and get to work on time. Just like most of the great actors, he remains himself a certain degree of mysterious and refuses to be classified. What a charming and elegant gentleman.
He pays full respect to what the directors require him to do instead of acting self-assertively. That's definitely an embodiment of his professionalism.
True. By the way, his latest work, Big Eyes, is about to be released, with Amy Adams starring as his ex-wife. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Now the time is ticking away. Please stay tuned for the next section. See you.
See you.
Tired of the loneliest work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hi, welcome back to the long-awaited TikTok Talk. I'm your host, Clement, tonight. And beside me are Vecchi and Sean.
Hello, everyone. This is Vecchi.
And this is Sean.
Let's just get straight to the point. As we know, today we're going to talk about Django Unchained. So, Vecchi, which part of this movie impressed you most?
Me?
Yeah.
You want me to tell the truth?
Mm-hmm. Come on, just speak it out, Vecchi.
Okay, in this movie, there are a lot of fights. I love those scenes when people cannot stop spraying blood plasma. So disgusting. Exciting yet.
You really have a heavy taste. How can a normal person possibly like those kinds of scenes?
Okay, stop, Prince. Anyhow, this is exactly one feature of the Quentin's violent film, right?
Yeah, it's true. I appreciate his violence aesthetic very much, but I still dare not watch his movies before I go to bed.
Oh, you chicken! I've crazy for his unique style for years. Plump Fiction and Django Unchained are my favorites.
Can we skip the subject?
Okay.
Go ahead, Clement.
As we know, this story is set in the several years before American Civil War, when the slavery had been abolished. What about this? I'll give you two of the chances to have a travel back to the time when Django lived as an African American.
What have I done to have you treat me like this?
I can hardly imagine how I would survive if I were a Negro in that era, neither. I must have been whipped to death. I really should cherish the life today. It's much easier.
So, under this circumstance, the romance of Django and Brunhilde seems rather gratifying and touching.
Yes. Do you remember the way Django stared at his wife, Brunhilde, when she got humiliated in dinner time? Angry,
yeah.
But gentle.
Oh, it was my first time that I had ever found a black actor was so charming.
Hey, it's really bad to hear someone say so. You make yourself sound like a racialist. You mean the black look worse than the yellow and white?
No, I believe he didn't mean to. Besides, there are lots of good-looking and amazing people in the black. Beyonce, Paul B, Michael Jackson, and my favorite actor Will Smith, who acts the leading role in the movie The Pursuit of Happiness with his own son.
Will Smith, oh my god, I love him to death.
I'm pretty sure that you just said that Django, played by Jamie Foxx, was the first black man you found charming.
Really? And then sorry, it was my mistake. I love both of them.
It just occurred to me that the Django in Quentin's heart should have been Will, but he refused to play this role somehow. Such a pity.
Nope, we love them two equally. And Jamie did show us real Django powerfully as well.
Agreed.
Okay then. Back to the original topic. As for the civility in black people's skull mentioned by Calvin Candy, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, do you guys want to say something about it?
No, not at all. Totally nonsense. I don't believe it.
I think maybe I can speak for Vecchi. She actually means all races are equal. There are no superiority or humbleness among us. Or saying there shouldn't be might be more appropriate, since there still exists racial discrimination in the world.
Yeah,
no one is born racial. I just can't get it why some people think it in a racial way.
You're right, and neither can I. But how do you like the role Django?
Well, I admire his persistence of pursuing freedom and his faith to Brunhilde. Though sometimes he had to kill people in that era, he kept his humanity shining. I still remember the scene in which he hesitated for several times to kill a man accompanied by his little son.
To me, his rapid growth really shocked me. He was no more a gusty but ignorant negro slave. When he stood with those proud and ridiculous white men, he showed no fear and submission but full of confidence.
Yes, that's true.
And he could handle everything alone and calmly. I guess it is also something that all of us are bound to undergo.
Great comprehension, you two. Then let me have a check to your observation. Have you ever watched the old movie Django?
Of course!
Welcome,
action frame.
good. So did any of you find Franco Nero, who played Django as well, 46 years ago?
What?
Huh?
You mean old Django played a role in Django Unchained for the new Django?
Yes. By the way, I heard Leonardo also played the role, Kevin Candy in his film. Did you recognize him? I didn't anyway. Where was that Jack in Titanic?
Neither could us.
Just kidding. How time flies. I really miss the time when he was young. Oh, sorry, the fans of Leo. I'm just saying he has changed his way of being handsome.
Well.
guys, I just realized it's time to say goodbye, though I don't think we have enjoyed it much yet.
Yeah.
I do think this is the shortest scripts I have ever read for TikTok Talk.
I feel just the same with you. What's wrong?
Such a pity. Anyway, dearest listeners, we three have to leave. The next section is Gramophone. Stay tuned. Don't miss us.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See you next Thursday.
Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
DJANGO. The D is silent.
Good evening, my dear old friends. This is your Music Paradise Gramophone. Welcome back. I am Fino. Today we're going to present you the splendid soundtrack of Django Unchained. Django Unchained is the latest Quentin Tarantino film produced in 2012. It demonstrated us something about the African-American and the slavery. Freeman Django, together with the German Dr. King Schultz, who released him, is a bounty hunter. They start the journey to the Candy Garden in the disguise of buyers who search for the fighting black people for the Mandingo fight, secretly digging the information of Django's wife, Bermuda. With such an adventurous storyline, the music must be soul-stirring. The original soundtrack collected 23 songs, which includes artists like Ennio Morricone, Luis Bacalov, Wiz Otolani. One thing worth mentioning is that not all the songs are original for this film. A large quantity of them are selected from other films, which makes a good annotation for the Coffinism of Quentin. However, there's still no doubt that Quentin does a great job in selecting musics. Lots of rumors said that Quentin started filming after the selection of the soundtracks. I bet few directors possess such innate skill. Here comes the first recommendation of the original work of Django Unchained, Freedom. It don't come easy. The chains of the world, they seem to move in tight. I try to walk around in the stumbling. Freedom is a masterpiece from Anthony Hamilton and Anaya Boynton. It's a typical Motown soul-style song with strong drum beat and throbbing rhythm. It gives you the pleasure as if you're riding a horse, galloping in the grassland with a beloved one. This song illustrates the theme of the film. Since Dr. King Schultz gets the freedom to liberate Django, Django gets the freedom to be a bounty hunter. Bermuda gets the freedom to run away as well. It's quite piquant when this song was played as background music, and Dr. Schultz and Django find the Brito brothers and kill them with pistols and whip. Another formal soundtrack in the film you must not miss are the brilliant pieces from Ennio Morricone. How talented he is in the aspect of composing is beyond my compliment. Let's make a brief introduction about the great composer. I will never tell you that all the consummate background music in films like The God, The Bad, The Ugly, The Legend of 1900, Lolita, Kill Bill are produced by him. In 1994, as the only composer who is not American, he received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Society for Preservation of Film Music, and he also held the ownership of the Academy Honorary Award for the 79th Oscar. Plus, he got exceeding high productivities in composing. His works in the Django Unchained added a blob of deep sadness and vicissitudinous altitude to the theme. Now let's listen to some music from the film. Way of singing threatened the tragedy of Bermuda. Meanwhile, the high voices of the woman makes the loneliness of Bermuda more transparent. Accompanied by the sound of flute, tambourine, and harp, we seem to be walking on the deserted land of the American South, hot and thirsty. However, as the involvement of the cheerful instrument, all of a sudden, water and drink. So how did you enjoy the wonderful music pieces from the Django Unchained? Hope you can all feel the passion and dance to the rhythm. Enjoy your freedom. Thanks for listening to our program today. That is all for today's Action Frames from Radio CUC English. See you!
Cast for today.
Producer:
Huai Nong, Fino.
Anchor: Xie Hongzhou, Clement. Journalist:
Chang Shiwen, Gabriella.
Chen Buli, Charles.
Guo Tong, Phil.
Lao Yiqing, Chloe.
Luo Yi, Cynic.
Wang Siyuan, Mackie.
熊浩洋, Sean.
钟威阳, Leon.